This is Akashvani, the news read by Anucha Kumar. The assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir will be held in three phases beginning on the 18th of next month, while Haryana will go to polls in a single phase on the 1st of October this year. The counting will take place on the 4th of October for both J&K and Haryana. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar today announced the poll schedule in New Delhi. In Jammu and Kashmir, the first phase of polling will be held on the 18th of next month, the second phase on the 25th, and the third and final phase of voting will be conducted on the 1st of October 2024. Mr. Kumar noted that there is a changed scenario in Jammu and Kashmir after the Lok Sabha polls and layers of democracy are being strengthened there. He said the commission recently visited the Jammu and Kashmir and Haryana to take stock of the election preparation and a great enthusiasm was seen among the people. The Union Health Ministry has directed that the head of institution will be responsible for filing an institutional FIR within a maximum of 6 hours in case of violence against doctors. Director General of Health Services, Atul Goyal, has written a letter to the head of the central government hospitals and medical colleges in this regard. The direction came in the wake of the recent incident of the alleged rape and murder of a doctor in Kolkata and protests by the resident doctors over the issue. Medical services are hit in several cities across the country following the continuing strike by various medical associations to protest against the rape and murder of a trainee postgraduate doctor in Kolkata. In Patna, resident doctors of Patna Medical College and Hospital and Nalanda Medical College and Hospital went on an indefinite strike today. The Maharashtra Association of Bonded Resident Doctors and the Association of Medical Interns in the state also joined in the intensifying strike. Meanwhile, the Indian Medical Association has announced a 24-hour nationwide withdrawal of non-emergency services from 6 a.m. tomorrow. The medical body in a statement said that essential services will be maintained and casualty wards will remain operational. Chief Advisor of the Interim Government of Bangladesh, Muhammad Yunus, has assured the protection, safety and security of Hindus and all minorities in his country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today received a telephone call from Muhammad Yunus. During the talks, they exchanged views on the prevailing situation. Mr. Modi reiterated India's support for a democratic, stable, peaceful and progressive Bangladesh. He also emphasized the importance of ensuring the safety and protection of all Hindus and all other minority communities in Bangladesh. The broadcast sequence of hourly news bulletins of Akashvani will be revised starting 18th of August from 12 a.m. Hindi news bulletins will be broadcast first, followed by 5-minute English news bulletins. From 18th of August, the Hindi bulletin will be aired on the hour, with the English bulletin following immediately after. The 70th National Film Awards for the year 2022 were announced in New Delhi today. Rishabh Shetty won the Best Actor Award for his stupendous performance in the film Kantara. The Best Actress Award was won by Nithya Menon for the Tamil film Tiruchitaya Balam and Mansi Parekh for the Gujarati film Kutch Express. The awards were announced by the chairperson of the feature film jury, Rahul Ravel, chairperson of the non-feature film jury, Neela Madhav Panda, and chairperson of the Best Writing on Cinema jury, Gangadhar Mudaliar. The Malayalam film Attam was announced as the best feature film, while Aina emerged as the best non-feature film. The Best Director Award went to Surat Barjatya for his film Uchai. In the feature film category, the Best Film Award, Hindi Film Award, was bagged by Gulmohar. The Haryanvi film Fauja won the Best Lyrics Award in the non-feature film category. The Best Male Playback Singer Award was given to Arijit Singh, and the Best Female Playback Singer Award went to Bombay Jayashree. The largest ever contingent of 84 players will take part in the upcoming Paris Paralympic Games this year. The Paralympic Games will take place from the 28th of this month to the 8th of September 2024. 47 athletes are taking part in the Games for the first time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.